Humanity is a worshiping race. Throughout history, down to this very day, human beings worship many gods of their own making. But there is one thing that these gods all have in common. They are created. The only true God of the universe was not created, but is in fact the creator of all that there is. He is different. And that's what we're going to be thinking about in this edition of Meditations and Music as we behold our God as the different one. This section of scripture begins and ends with a very similar thought. In verse 18 of Isaiah 40, the Bible says, "To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare unto him?" Then in verse 25, the question is asked again, "To whom then will you liken me, or who shall I be equal, saith the Holy One?" So verses 18 and verse 25 are like bookend thoughts that capture the reality that our God is different. The answer to both of these questions, no one is like him. He is different than every other God. There's none like God, who is the creator of the universe. He is totally unique. He is one of a kind. You know, this is a recurring theme in Scripture. For example, in Isaiah 46:9, the Bible says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there's none else. I am God, and there's none like me." Way back in Exodus 9:14, we find these words, "For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth." Deuteronomy 33:26, "There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky." He is different. Over and over again in Scripture, we find words like these. Now, in this particular passage that we're looking at today, I want you to notice two ways that this passage presents our God as being different. The first way is that he is different in that he is superior. In verses 19 through 21, let me read those for you. Verse 19 says, "The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth?" Depraved humanity rejects the reality of the true God and is always creating powerless idols made of their own efforts, and they trust in those idols. How easily the good and useful gifts of God can become idols in the hearts of men. They use the most valuable things that they can afford. In verse 19, it is gold and silver, but in verse 20, it is wood. You see, it's not only the wealthy that construct idols from silver and gold, but the poor create idols out of whatever they can afford. Idolatry is a symptom of depravity and is present in all economic strata. Psalm 86, verse 8 says, "Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works." Idols are the creations of men, but men are the creations of God. Psalm 135, verse 15 says, "The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands." Every person on earth either worships the God who made them or a God that they made. An idol is anything that we depend on to do for us what only God can do. An idol is anything that holds more worth and value to us than God does. An idol is anything that captures the attention that should be given to God alone. It's anything that we look to for our security and well-being outside of God. You know, we tend to become like the object of our worship. That's why, again, Psalm 115, verse 8 says, "They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them." We tend to become like whatever it is that we're worshiping. Now, the difference between God and idols is information that is readily available so that idolaters are without excuse. That's why verse 21 reads, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth?" In other words, it is so apparent, it can be seen by all. And that's why the psalmist declared in Psalm 19, verses 1 and 2, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge." Our God is different in that he is superior, but he is also different in that he is sovereign. Verses 22 through 25 read this way, "It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. The inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom will you liken me? Or who shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One." He is sovereign. He is the only being in the universe who is sovereign. I want you to notice the posture of his sovereign authority in verse 22. "It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers." He is sitting. He is not up pacing around in anxiety and frustration, but he is seated because he's in control and he's sovereign. But notice not only the posture of his sovereign authority, but notice the power of his sovereign authority. His power is seen in the creation of the heavens, and we're going to look at this in more detail in our next podcast. But verse 22 says, "That stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in." He is the creator of the stars. He's the creator of the galaxies and the universe. He is powerful, and his power gives him sovereign authority. But not only is his power seen in the creation of the heavens, his power is seen in his demotion on earth. Verse 23, "That bringeth the princes to nothing, he maketh the judges of the earth his vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, they shall not be sown, their stock shall not take root in the earth." What's he talking about there? It's God who demotes kings. It's God who uproots kingdoms. The psalmist captured this thought in Psalm 75, verses 6 and 7, when he said, "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another." One commentator said this, "Human greatness briefly flourishes in one era of history, soon replaced by another brief display of human greatness. He blows on them with minimal effort. God controls the tempest, the chaotic process of history." He is sovereign. Behold your God as the different one. He is different than all the false gods created by the minds of men. He is different in that he is superior, and he is different in that he is sovereign. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you'll join us next time when we behold him as the creator of the stars. Thank you for listening to the Meditations and Music Podcast. Have a wonderful day.